Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Plan is here. Thank you for tuning in today, and happy Thanksgiving. We're going to have a marvelous time. And if you live in a country that don't have a Thanksgiving Day, create one right there and have a wonderful time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Got a wonderful message entitled, The Joy of Jesus. It's part one. Get ready to receive revelation and joy. You're going to see how Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit to the Father. Get a pencil, get a paper, write things down. Watch. Would you go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 10? The book of Luke, chapter 10. I want to read verse 1 of Luke, chapter 10. And I want to talk, and I want you to write this down first. That what I'm about ready to read, look at me when I say this. Well, you don't have to write what I'm about ready to read. That what you hear today is pregnant with revelation. Amen. Pregnant. We're going to show you something that's very seldom ever seen in Scripture of the relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's always people, but all of a sudden they reveal how they talk to each other. They reveal their feelings to each other, their thoughts, and different things there. And what I'm about, I mean, this is pregnant with revelation, I'm telling you. And it's amazing, yet so many people miss it. So we're going to talk about that. And I'll be reading out of the King James Version. And then when I'm going to get to one scripture, I think the Revised Version is probably the best transition of that particular verse. And in Luke chapter 10, verse 1, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. So they were his forerunners. Two and two, you know, if two of you agree. Now go with me to verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. Underline that in your Bible, joy. Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now people love that. But the Lord ain't too crazy about that. I will show you that for a minute here. Yes, thank God for his name. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The word heaven actually means clouds. He was already thrown out. Clouds is what produces lightning. And notice that lightning never goes back to the cloud. It's over with. He lost every bit of power. Now, before Jesus came, he had total, complete rule on this planet until Jesus came. Think about that for a minute. Total, complete rule on this planet. People did that. That's why God said, because of the hardening of your hearts. You know, he couldn't explain to you what we know today. Total, complete. But when he lost that lightning power, that means he will never, ever regenerate energy again. Now, notice that. He said this. Jesus said in verse 18, he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's why I'm not afraid to fly. Because fear tolerated is faith contaminated. That would go against that. See. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice. Everybody say rejoice. Notice that how many times he's saying rejoice with joy, because your names are written in heaven. Everybody get excited about miracles. You ought to be excited because your name's written in heaven. He said, "You know, why y'all get excited about that? Because they're subject to you. But that your names is written in heaven. That's an amazing statement right there. In other words, you're part of the family. Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, Jacob, Jesus, Jesse. I'm in that book. Family. Notice that. He tells them what to rejoice. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. He rejoiced in spirit. Actually, this is pregnant right here. He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, all three were letting us glimpse how they talk to each other. He rejoiced. The Revised Version said he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. See, all of a sudden he kind of forgot God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all the people around. And Jesus is not known much in the religious world. They always see him with a sad face. You know, he's rejoicing in the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Notice something about the Father. The Father loved the Son. The Son loved the Father, but you never find anywhere in the scripture where they loved the Holy Spirit. It's never said. You know why? Well, you can write this down. This is not a poem. You can write it down. It's a statement. We read that the Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. We don't read they love the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the act of love. The Holy Spirit is love. In other words, what's on the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit acting in love. That's why they don't say they have to love him, because he is. He's that divine act. That's why the Bible says God is love, because of the Holy Spirit. Now they're talking to you. They're opening up an area where me and you see them together without us. How they talk to each other. They're rejoicing because of the first board meeting they had. Now that Jesus has come, Satan is shut down. And all of a sudden, they're rejoicing and thinking about the times that they were up there when they made that board meeting. And he said, I need someone. I'm going to create a species called man, but they're going to mess up. And I need someone. And Jesus said, I'll go. He said, you're dead. See, the reason why God never gets excited about what happened is because he finished and then he began. Everything's finished. Now begin. You see what I'm saying? He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. A lot of times we rejoice or we're shocked in the moving of the Holy Spirit. No, no, this is deeper. This is them three. They're rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. That divine, who is divine love? The very act of love. Now notice that. I want to keep reading a little bit in verse 21 again. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that I have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. That's why the academic crowd don't understand Jesus Christ. They're blind as a bat. They're intellectually retarded when it comes to spiritual things. They only go by factual things, and their facts are not even correct. See, let me read that again. Let me show you that. Because God has hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. People that they look upon, that they don't care much about you. Because you're not Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Duke, Columbia. Blue blood. Isn't that amazing? Watch, this is Jesus talking. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Why? The Lord don't like arrogance when you think you're that smart. Think about that. Well, we don't believe in God, you know, because we atheists, you know, we looked into the space and couldn't see him. Wow. Is that wonderful? Yet you breathe air, you can't see. Oh, we see air. No, you don't. You don't see the wind. You see the effects of the wind. The wind's impossible. You haven't seen all the trillions of galaxies. See? And yet they're going to tell us what's out there. We don't even know what's in our solar system, much less what's out in that universe. And we can only interpret what the James Webb telescope says to us and the Hubble telescope. And all we see is the amazement and wonder of God Almighty. But when you're blind, you're ignorant. You're not dumb. He's just flat ignorant. See, and the Bible says, be not ignorant. Let's keep reading. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son is but the Father, and who the Son is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Now, they're talking about each other here because they're rejoicing. Jesus is rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. And he turned unto him, unto his disciples, and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. Yes. Do you see something today? Yes. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Now he's talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all these people. They would love to see what we have seen. The incarnation. My God, the resurrection. The birth of the church, day of Pentecost. The birth of Christianity, Easter. The birth of Christ, the beginning and end. Alpha and Omega. This is such a pregnant chapter of Revelation because for the first time, we're out the picture. And Jesus is rejoicing with the Holy Spirit, and he's rejoicing with the Father. The Father's rejoicing with the Son, and the Son's rejoicing with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, you see them in action, which is very seldom ever seen because we're always in it for a point or a view. But this is just them now. So write this down. Christ had the joy of a will yielded to God's will. Christ had the joy of a will yielded to God's will. That's why he said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. And he said, it is expedient that I go away, or the Comforter won't come. Can you see the comfort as Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit? Why don't we rejoice like that? Why? Because we're looking at all the junk that's going to be burned up and thrown away. See, Christ had the joy of a will yielded to God's will. Think about that. Totally submission to the Lord. Write this down. The joy of Christ came from his greatest thoughts and his deepest feelings. See, when you see him rejoicing in the Holy Spirit, that's his greatest thoughts and his deepest feelings. Something happened to me today, actually on Thanksgiving. For the first time, none of my family called me. Why? Because they're all in heaven. Now, I'm not talking about Kathy or my children or Jody. I'm talking my siblings, my two brothers, my sister, my mother, my father, my grandparents, just about all my aunts and uncles, except one, I think is still living. She's about almost 89 years old. But Richie called me. And it felt good that you did. And I thought, this is the first actual holiday, if you want to call it, that I never got a phone call from my blood. Because they're all in heaven. Now, what are they doing? Rejoicing. So why should I be sad? Isn't that amazing? Now, the Bible says a friend stick it closer than a brother. So Richie's hung around long enough than my siblings. That proves that scripture. They're all gone. So you've picked that up, Richie. Richie will call me, hey, just happy Thanksgiving. You know, what y'all doing? That kind of stuff. You know, it was a wonderful thing. You see, what I mean by that, the joy of Christ came from the greatest thoughts and his deepest feelings. Now, you know, he's got his own family. Why would he want to think about an old white-headed guy like me? But he did. Don't get mad if you didn't call me. I'm trying to make you relate to something here. See what I'm saying? All of a sudden, I begin to tell you a little bit about me and Richie's relationship. Other than he built my house and you know, I hired him, blah, 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 this and that. See what I'm saying? In other words, this is what Jesus was doing. He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. I call this message the joy of Jesus. My God, did we do this right, guys? We did this right. And he had not yet died on the cross, but he was calling those things to be not as though they were. He knew Satan already had been restricted, rejected, and waiting confinement and couldn't do a thing about it. So notice that. I'll say the first point, Christ had the joy of a will yielded to God's will. And number two, the joy of Christ came from his greatest thoughts and his deepest feelings. So when you do a devotion, do you pray from your greatest thoughts or your deepest feelings? Think about that. You should, because you're rejoicing with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? Write this down. Jesus surrendered thought and speech and action. Now, we should be like him, Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be you therefore imitators of God as dear children. Let me finish the point. Jesus surrendered thought and speech and action entirely to his Father's control. And the Father mixed it with the Holy Spirit, who is love personified, a divine act. And they rejoice together. Surrender. That's what it's all about. That's why you don't see me sad, sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent, broke, busted, and all the junk that's going on in the world. Why? I have surrendered. Remember the song, I Surrender All? Remember that song? I Surrender All. That's a great song. See, and when you surrender, it's not you that liveth anymore, but Christ liveth in you. So you're not worried about what's going on, even though there's tragedy and terrible things going on. You don't deny that. But because you have walked before God with your deepest thoughts and your deepest feelings, and you rejoiced in that Holy Spirit, that comforter, that's what surrender means, no matter what happens in life. See, Jesus surrendered thought and speech and action entirely to his Father's control. You see what I'm saying? And that's a wonderful thing. Now, it's so much that he started rejoicing. Can you imagine what the 70 were thinking? Well, what's he doing? He quit talking about us. Yeah, for a minute, all the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy, the triune God showed us how they react to each other. Instead of us reacting to them. Are y'all getting this? Yeah. I want you to see this here. Write this down. Jesus was aware of a divine wisdom, or let me just say it like this. Jesus was aware of a divine wisdom conducting him because he feared no evil. Or in other words, guiding him. He didn't fear any evil. Why? Because he was wrapped up in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Ghost. Think about that. People said he never smiled. He smiled all the time. Children don't go to frowning people. Children pick up on that real quick. I can tell I'm not going to like him. They just look at you first. They got that stare. Boy, you make a move. Ah! You see? And that's purity at its best. That's innocence at its best. You can't get any better than that. If you really want to see what purity, blessed are the pure in heart, but they shall see God, is when children look at you. Like if you're a grandmother and they ain't seen you in 2 hours or 2 days, and you come walking, they look at you, boom, they're running toward you. Not because of all the candy you give them and load them up with sugar and send them back to your own children and say, suffer. Payback time. Oh, they just, because they see love as the way it really is. If you want another example, a dog. Unconditional love. A cat. I don't know if I love you yet. But once that cat loves you, Jody, my daughter, is the most amazing. She has a way with animals I've never seen. And she, the boss of the animal kingdom at Jody's house is Peachy. Peachy's the cat, okay? Peachy controlled everything. Winky just went home to be with the Lord, and they were all crying. Winky married his first dog. Winky had one of the most greatest personalities you ever seen, bulldog. And I mean, enough to whip them all, you understand? Big enough, heavy. But Peachy would walk up to Winky and grab her by the jaws with a claw, pull her close and clean her eyes. And Winky go. And then she would play with Lolly. And if they played a little too much, she'd slap him. Okay. She let him know, I want you to know. I may be the biggest, but I'm the most powerful. And she still has that power. But Jody bought another dog. And it's a puppy. Puppies want to play. Peachy first looked over. And when the little puppy looked up, Peachy went, and the puppy went, okay, yes, I got that, I got that. Want to let you know, son. They may give you a place to live, but you got to prove yourself to me. Now, the dog, he don't have that. I mean, you can walk out your house. You've been with the dog all day, walk out your house. 1 minute, come back, the dog hadn't seen you in 100 years. That's unconditional love. That's another example. I mean, just amazing how that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, God's unconditional love is something to rejoice and praise Him for. Let me ask you, when you go to God in prayer, do you present your greatest thoughts and your deepest feelings? Think about that. Do you do that, or you just kind of say, Lord Jesus, how you doing? See you later, bye. No. You have to speak from your inner man, your innermost being, your spirit. That's what the deepest thoughts and feelings are. Because when you go to the Father, I mean, the Father loved us so much, He gave His only begotten Son. Remember, a joyful life is about surrendering everything, not some things, everything to God. When you do that, that's when you truly experience the Comforter in action. It's amazing to me how the Lord called the Holy Spirit a Comforter. How come the Christians are not in comfort? Because people are always preaching, well, the devil gonna beat you and bust you up, but if you endure to the end, you shall be saved. Well, that makes Christianity endurement instead of an enjoyment. That doesn't mean the devil don't come at us. Sure, he's gonna come at us, but he is restricted, rejected, and waiting confinement. You understand what I'm saying? Father, I ask you to minister to people right now. Give them comfort, Lord. Spiritually, physically, financially, have them understand and experience the joy of Jesus in their life. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But you see how Jesus rejoiced with the Holy Spirit. You hear Jesus rejoice with the Father, but this is so unique. He now rejoices with the Holy Spirit. Let us all do the same, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I like praying for you. And let me tell you something. This message will bless you. And this is only part one. Next week's coming part two. You really begin to see Jesus and the Holy Spirit interact. Most of the time you see Jesus and the Father. That's totally different, isn't it? Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. I hope you're enjoying this message as much as I enjoyed preaching it. Get something inside of here and then release that to the Heavenly Father. Watch this. I'll be back.
I made up my mind to be a witness to all nations, to get this gospel preached to the end of the world for a witness. And the Bible says the end shall come. So all I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, spiritually, physically, financially, is enhancing Jesus to come quicker.
Looking forward to the great return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He's going to need every one of us to be enlisted in on the front lines of doing what we're called to do so that they can see that Jesus is indeed real today.
This gospel is for all, anywhere, any nation, anywhere, and everywhere. The urgency of time will not wait for anyone. It will not. So when I see these things, I go, oh, it challenges me to move farther, further, faster, and higher.
Can you really have everything God has put on your heart? Can you ask anything in Jesus' name? Jesus says you can. Jesse's book, Your Everything Is His Anything, will revolutionize your life. Whether you have a vision, a dream, or something that your heart desires, Your Everything Is His Anything is going to inspire you to believe and achieve it all. It's time to expand your view of what prayer and faith can do in your life. Your Everything Is His Anything. Order your copy today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited about this month's product offer. It's my book, Your Everything Is His Anything. God said, ask anything, anything. That's what Jesus said, in my name, and I will do it. Now, the church says something. He didn't mean it like that. He meant exactly what he said. God wants to prove his word in your life. This book will teach you everything is possible when you ask anything in Jesus' name. How do I get the copy? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and we'll send that out to you. You'll be blessed. Partners, thank you. I can't thank you enough for all you do, all you've done, and all you're going to do. 100% of your finance goes into world evangelism. Been debt-free since 1982. How many times you've heard me say that? I'm very proud of that. I'm not bragging on it, but I look at the word where it said, oh, no man, anything but the loving. So I immediately begin to work on that in my life many, many years ago. And you know what? It came to pass, and that's what it's all about. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is so wonderful. People say, man, you're so full of joy. Well, he's the comforter. I like being in comfort. Don't you? Think about that. Now, the holidays are upon us, are coming upon us, and I'm excited about that. But I'm excited every day. Thanksgiving is very close. My Lord Jesus. I say thank you every day, not just some days. I tell you what, I just enjoyed myself. I'm not saved enough to be miserable. I've seen some miserably saved people. And you know what? I don't think it's their fault. It's the teaching that they're under. Get some of this joy that's in God's life that he put inside of you, and you'll be blessed. Now, don't miss next week. Part two is coming of the joy of Jesus. Call friends, tell them about, take notes. And my God, when you watch it next week, bring your notes too, because you're learning something today. Jesse the Planner saying, I love you. See ya. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
There are times when we are called to take a stand for what is right. Our November partner offer is a popular boardroom chat that Kathy and I did. It's called Civil Disobedience. All of us are called to be responsible citizens who obey the law unless those laws violate God's law. There's godly wisdom and direction in this. Order your copy at jdm.org and you will learn something wonderful. Thank you very much.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
We should rejoice in our standing in the sight of God and our status in the heavenly commonwealth. I have status, man. I come boldly to the throne of grace. I can sit down in God Almighty's presence, and angels cannot. Now, if that's not status, I don't know what is.